It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What up, Ike?
Spike, how at your boy?
I was wondering, Jack, what song you were going to come out with. Show starting at 5, but it's 5 and not 2. I didn't know if you'd do the 2 o'clock song or the 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
No, he likes the song.
Yeah, it makes it easy.
He likes the start of the show.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Bomb track. It's a great tune. Rage Against the Machine. They'll never play another concert, so we can't go to that like we're going to go to Limp Bizkit. In any case, Kenny Gainwell was on a podcast yesterday and talking about the collapse of the Eagles season last year. And here's what he said.
I think it was a connection piece, you know. I say teams like the Chiefs, bro, are like well connected, you know, upstairs and downstairs, you know, front office and the locker room, like everybody's connected. When you have that connection piece, bro, everything just click. When, you know, you got guys that's not talking to each other, then, you know, you never know what's going on, you know. So, like, if we all sit down and talk to each other and find out what's going on, or we find out what we need to do on the field to, you know, get this thing going, then, you know, we'll be good. Because if we play real hard at the beginning of the season, we need to continue to play hard at the end of the season, because at the end of the season, what really matters.
That's what really matters.
That would really matter, because when we get to playoffs, if we're not playing good, and we still got our head down because we just lost 5 games, what you think we're going to do in the playoffs?
So Gainwell talks about players not talking to each other. And of course, based on all of the offseason speculation and even some things that people have said publicly, we think about Jalen, because a lot of this offseason has been about a lot of things, but a lot of it has been about Jalen. And we asked Howie Roseman, we had him on the show yesterday. By the way, you can hear the whole thing, on our podcast or in the Odyssey app. But I asked him if it was meaningful. I asked Howie if it was meaningful that Jalen was at the A.J. Brown extension press conference. And here's what he said.
Yeah, I mentioned the A.J. extension. Did you find it to be meaningful that Jalen went to the press conference when A.J. took questions about the extension?
Well, what I see as meaningful is Jalen's leadership, you know. And I think just like we talked about, he's constantly trying to get better in every aspect. On and off the field. I think that's like, tremendous leadership to want to do that. He wants to be supportive of his teammates. Obviously, that relationship goes back a long way. You know, so when I see something like that, it's just consistent with how he is every day.
You know, so as I said, a lot of this offseason has been about Jalen. The Eagles failed down the stretch last year. They failed in a number of ways, and Jalen was certainly part of that as the quarterback of the team. The offense failed as well as the defense failed. But then what we keep hearing this entire offseason is Jalen needs to be a leader, Jalen needs to be vocal, Jalen needs to be a leader, Jalen needs to be more vocal, yada, 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 yada. And when we had Jalen the first couple of years of success, everyone was like, look at how stoic he is, he cannot be shaken, so on and so forth. We love how Jalen is, this is our leader, this is our rock, you can't shake him, all of that stuff. And I just think to myself, and this is not me being a Jalen defender, because I'm sort of neither here nor there. I don't know which way Jalen's career is going to go. But I think about all of this being put on him from a leadership perspective, and I just think it's unrealistic and unfair to think about a player or a person, let's not even think about him the player, think about him the person being one kind of person. He is this kind of person. He is quiet. He is not the rally the troops. He's not a vocal guy, and that's what we like about him. And when you interviewed him, he was that way. And when he was in college, he was that way. And then he gets here, and we have one bad half season. And part of fixing everything is Jalen's got to be a completely different person than we knew him to be.
I think you're being a little extreme with it. It's not that he has to be a completely different person. He has to continue to evolve as a leader. And I don't think it's unfair to ask the most visible guy on your team, the face of your franchise, the guy who is tasked with leading the locker room. He's the one who said he's the thermostat. He sets the temperature in the room. That's what those are his words. Those are his words. And so I don't think it's unfair of the organization to ask him to do a little more. I don't think they're asking him or anyone's asking him to, I don't know, go out there and be somebody that you're not, to be a phony, because players read through all that stuff. But there's nothing wrong with when there's adversity and things are aren't going well. Remember, you don't have Jason Kelce to lean on anymore. You don't have Fletcher here anymore. Brandon's not going to be here after next year. And I got to be honest with you. You know, Brandon, as great of a guy as he is and as much as they respect him in that locker room, if you're not on that field playing and producing, your leadership only goes so far. Doesn't mean they don't like you or respect you or what have you, but your words only carry so much weight.
Sort of like the P.J. Tucker thing, right? Yes. If you're out there scoring 2 points,
it's hard for you to have a substantial hold on everybody. But Jalen is in that position. When things are going down, when the team isn't playing well in a game, what's wrong with Jalen rallying the troops? What's wrong with Jalen getting on guys and saying, let's pick it up? We're going to come back and win this game. Keep your head up. What's wrong with doing those things? I don't need him to be some rah-rah, smack everybody in the helmet, run up and down the sideline, spitting and all of that type of stuff. That's not him. But I believe what they're asking him to do is to not shy away from it. In other words, when they're looking for leadership, you can't be the dude to say, y'all figure it out. I'm worried about me. I'll take care of me. You guys figure it out as a team. He can't be that guy.
215-592-9494. Do you think Hurts can evolve? Do you think it's fair that he can evolve, to think that he could evolve the way that they need him to? 215-592-9494. Here's what keeps going through my head, though. Mm-hmm. What keeps going through my head is organization might have made a mistake with their two coordinators last year.
Okay.
Organization maybe didn't have enough players on defense.
Okay.
Organization maybe made a mistake elevating one guy to be the defensive play caller with 3 games left, made all these mistakes. And then after the season, a lot of what came out is what went wrong. Jalen needs to be a leader. And it seems to me that if you're him and you go into this year with that weight, and it's not natural.
Listen, you get a heavy bag. You got a heavy bag. You can't take the fame, the money, and everything else, and not want the responsibility of being the leader on the team.
It's not even the want. It's the
ability. Yeah, it is. It's the want. It's the want. Because we can evolve, Spike. We can all evolve. We mature. We get older. It doesn't mean you just automatically turn into a completely different person. But as you may have been. I'll give you a prime example. One of the best leaders I played around in Brian Dawkins. You couldn't hear Dawk say boo for 2 or 3, 4 years of his first in his career. You know why? Because Dawk worried about, and it wasn't that he wasn't a great teammate, and it wasn't that if you ask for advice or something, he wouldn't be a ear for you or a mentor for you. It was just that Dawk was more singular focused because he didn't have to worry about it. He had Troy. He had Bob. He had other guys that could be the vocal guy. But when those guys left, Dawk had to evolve into the vocal leader. Donovan, another guy. He was younger. He didn't have to be the guy. He was younger. He had us there to be that guy. But eventually, those guys had to evolve into being somewhat more of a voice in the locker room. You got to evolve into being that. And Jalen has those. That's the thing that I don't understand why people push back against this, because he actually has great leadership qualities. I think we want to put leadership in a box and say this is what it looks like. There are many different ways to lead. And I'm not saying Jalen leading the way he was doing was a bad way. What I am saying is when things weren't going well, they were looking for him. Else this wouldn't be said. Like, this wouldn't have been suggested to him. The organization wouldn't have suggested to him that maybe you got to take a little bit more of an active role. And to his credit, I think he's embraced that. I'm glad. We all wanted Wentz to change. Well, why didn't we allow Wentz to just be himself? He wasn't a bad person. He just didn't necessarily get along with everybody. Everybody didn't necessarily click with him. So why didn't we just let Wentz be Wentz?
Well, but it didn't. You're right. But it didn't work.
No, they because we didn't let it work. We wanted him to change. No, what I'm saying is, why didn't everybody say that then, that it's okay with him being what he – because when he was the MVP, he's the same guy.
Right.
He was the same guy in 2017.
Almost MVP.
Well, whatever. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. My point is that he was the same guy when he was playing well.
Yeah, right.
And when things weren't going well, they needed him to change. He needed to be more part of the locker room, right?
For sure. This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Lou in Denver, you're on WIP. Lou?
Yeah, sorry. I forgot. I can't tell you how I'm feeling or ask you how I'm feeling, Spike. But, Spike, I haven't talked to you in forever, so it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well. That is not officially asking me how I'm doing, so it's fine.
Okay, great. I completely agree with Ike on this, that you don't want to come off phony, but you have to grow as a person. You have to grow as a leader. And one of the things that their core pillars or values or tenets or whatever they call it is accountability, I'm pretty sure. And as a leader, you're accountable to rally the troops, to get them going. Your body language is huge. I mean, so much of, I don't know the numbers, but we all know it's like 50, 60% of communication is like body language, not just words. And I think when he's sitting on the sideline, kind of just staring into the abyss, I don't really like that. I like, you know, when he's with the other guys, at least just, you know, going up to tell them, you know, we got this, or going over plays with other guys, or here's what we should do, kind of being a little bit of a coach on the sideline. I like seeing that. And I don't think he is not going to do that this year. I'm hoping it sounds like he's taken a step in his press conferences that he's going to make that happen.
You know what worries me, Lou, is, and we're all built different, but I'm four. How old is Jalen? 25, 26, something like
he's
that.
He's been 25 for 4 years.
Okay. How old is he?
I don't know. I just,
okay. He's somewhere around there, yeah. Right? And I know, looking back at my life, how slow the evolution of me as a person has gone. Mm-hmm. And Ike, you've known me for a very long time. I'm a different person now than I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But if you had told me at 25 that the weight of a Super Bowl team is based on an adjustment in my personality, I don't know how well I would have handled
that. Why do you keep phrasing it this way?
Because that's what they're asking.
It's not the weight of the Super Bowl team being based on his personality. It's basically saying if called upon to be a little more vocal or to be a little more inclusive, because here's the thing. There is obviously something there with his teammates. Forget about all the other stuff. If the players aren't buying into you or believing in you or connected to you, then you have to change, whether you want to or not. Like, you can't be the stubborn guy saying, I'm going to just do it the way I know how to do it, and everybody else is looking at you like, I ain't really feeling that.
You know what worries me, though? What worries me is that there's been a lot of focus, and I do not, to be clear, I do not blame us for this. Mm-hmm. This was coming from inside that facility. I'm not saying that somebody there were enough reports everywhere about this that this is the belief inside. And my concern is that there was so much failure that people were looking to avoid responsibility for, that the responsibility was placed on this one thing, and this one thing is not as big an issue as it was made out to be.
Well, the coaching staff has changed.
Well, that's for sure.
So, I mean, we don't know who was directly responsible for everything, but they did make changes.
Yep.
And then maybe they've had to say to themselves, well, the stuff that was internal as it pertains to players getting along with each other or communicating with each other, they can't get rid of everybody, especially if it involves star players. So the only thing you can do is ask people to sort of work on the relationship of being more connected. That's the thing I took away from what Gainwell said more than anything, is about the connectivity. And he spoke about it, whether it was some upstairs or in the locker room. That issue was there, and we've heard it several times.
Coming up next, we will get to your calls and talk more about Hurts. 215-592-9494. It's the 94 WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Both of you, stop it.
Don't get Spike on a short show.
Just do the thing.
Okay. Well, one thing that doesn't need to change is National Appliance Warehouse.
There you go.
I mean, not at all. A fantastic place down
in. Don't screw up, Jack.
Well, listen, I'm an orator.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, when you think of being able to talk well into a microphone, it's this guy.
Yep.
So, National Appliance Warehouse in Tax-Free Wilmington, I've talked about it a lot on this show. If you haven't been down there, get down there today. And obviously, it's grilling season. You know, Memorial Day is coming up. They have tons of grill, premium products, all in their 15,000-square-foot showroom. If you don't know what to ask or you don't know what you're even looking for, they have dedicated service, first-class customer experience there for you that are ready and willing to take care of you the second you walk in through the door. That is what they pride themselves on. That is the National Appliance difference. But the other thing that sets National Appliance Warehouse different from almost anywhere else, is Price Assure. Price Assure is a technology that they have in store that instantly updates the price tag there if they find a lower price elsewhere. It's revolutionary technology, and it ensures you get the lowest price possible. On top of all that, the Memorial Day mega sale is underway right now at National Appliance Warehouse. You can save 34% on GE appliances. They have an unmatched collection of GE Cafe, GE Profile, and Monogram appliances. Click nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in Tax-Free Wilmington today and tell them Jack Fritz sent you.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question of the day is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. My Twitter question of the day is, what did Tucker do to me on that photo that is our profile pic on Twitter? Makes me look like, no offense to Johnny Marks, but I'm taller than John.
And well, that, not by that photo, though.
Yeah, but that photo is obviously not us three standing there together.
Well, it was, though.
I'm not 7 inches shorter than you, Jack. I'm like 5'10 and a half. This photo is outrageous. Standing next
not
to you
outrageous.
Guys.
You look fine.
No.
What are you complaining about?
Because there's that is not the photo of us just standing there.
Just the three pals.
No.
And our short little friend.
I saw the photos, and that is not the photo. I'm not 5'6 or 5'7. Either you guys are 6'6 and 6'4, or I'm 5'7, and it's neither one of those things.
Get your height up, pal. It's a big show.
Get out of
here. He looks fine, right, Ike?
You think he looks short?
Yeah.
I obviously look short in that.
I don't know if you look 5'6, 5'7.
You look around 5'10-ish.
No, not in that photo, I don't. Not if you're 6'1. You're not just 3 inches taller than me in that photo. It's outrageous.
Guy has 3 inches on you.
Pause.
More ways than one.
All right. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. Hey, that photo.
What's that, Corey? Say again.
Hey. I said that photo do make you look like a little boy.
And I'm not.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're a grown man.
I'm a grown
exactly.
man.
You a grown. Yeah, they did you foul, man. They did you foul.
This is my show.
That's right. Hey, man. Put your third leg down and let them know.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's no third leg.
Hey, but look, last year with the Eagles, the issue came from Brian Johnson. A lot of the players didn't like how Brian Johnson and Jalen had the relationship that they had. That's where the issue came from. Brian Johnson gave Jalen more free will to do what he wanted to do. Some of the players kind of didn't, you know, vibe with
they
that the
that.
Right way.
Yeah.
And then the issue came from when Nick Sirianni tried to step in, there was rift between him and Michael Jordan, you know, and then the other players kind of sided with the head coach and went against the quarterback and the OC, and that's where a lot of issues came from. I ain't tell you where I heard that from, but, you know, I heard some things. That's
you're not getting an Eagles Insider of the Year. All right, Corey.
I don't want to get no vote. I don't want to get no votes. I'm just letting y'all know what I heard.
I don't
also,
know.
Also, real quick,
Corey,
I gotta put some...
Corey, new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings come out tomorrow. The voting has not happened yet. You could be in there. We never know.
Real quick, I just want to say something. I love the new show. I got to put this out here. When y'all – yesterday, when Top 5 y'all mentioned the, you know, March and Reese callers. My name always seems to get left out when we talk about it. I'm like Jalen Brunson. I might not be a top five player, but when you see me on the court, I will bust your ass, all right? I probably got the most accuracy of a lot of the callers. You know, a lot of callers give you the rah-rah, but me, I just deliver with the accuracy. And, you know, I probably got the best batting percentage on, you know, out of all the callers.
You only have one take, though. It's about Hurts.
Yeah, you usually are just about Jalen.
But he is thriving.
Just about right.
Would you?
That's true.
Everybody was worried about Maddox playing in a Super Bowl. They're like, "Oh, we worried." I told y'all he was gonna play because I heard from somebody. And what happened? I mean, he ain't helped. But I'm just letting y'all know. But this season, Jalen got to be a leader. We need MVP Jalen. We need the Jalen that was having fun on the field. We need the field general out there. We need Michael Jordan. See, Jalen likes to be a Kobe Bryant and Jordan guy. That was Kobe's problem early in his career. He didn't buy with his teammates.
True.
He was more focused on himself. Kobe.
Yep.
We need you to speak up and be the 08, 09, 2010 Kobe. Because we going to the Super Bowl. By hook or by crook, we getting there. We just got to make sure we have fun doing it and deliver it this time. That's all.
And that's a great point, Corey. Appreciate the call. Let me ask you this, Spike.
Corey's thriving, by the way, in the new show. He is thriving.
He is thriving. Okay. He likes it.
All right.
And Jack was here, obviously, and we talked about it every week after every game. And, Spike, you're watching from afar. I don't know, man. It didn't look like they were having as much fun. They were enjoying, and they were 10-1. Like, you can at least fake it. I've seen plenty of teams that weren't as good as their record but still thought they were and enjoyed it. You think the Vikings didn't enjoy when they were winning games 2 years ago? They knew they weren't good.
Yeah.
But they were having fun playing. Like, and when the Eagles were winning games last year, and when we watched them out there, particularly with the offense, I'm just focusing on the offense,
sure,
scoring touchdowns and all those types of things, I didn't see the same celebration that I saw the year before. I just didn't see the same level of enthusiasm. And if we're saying that Jalen sort of is the thermometer, well, he would be the one that was the main one who didn't look like he was having a lot of fun last year playing.
Yeah, see, that's something that not being here does admittedly hurt me.
Yeah.
Because you guys are looking for those things to talk about,
mm-hmm,
them. Me, as just a person watching the Eagles game on my YouTube, you know, TV or whatever,
yeah,
I was just – they just looked like they were – now, they didn't, to me, at 10-1, feel like a 10-1 team.
Sure.
But the fun thing – and did you talk about it at the time or it after they started losing?
Oh, no. We talked about it at the time.
Yeah, it seemed off.
I forget the one game it was where he threw like a – I think it was Washington. He threw – was it a touchdown to A.J.? Like A.J. called a ridiculous – no, it was Julio.
Yes.
And Jalen didn't even celebrate. He just walked off the field.
Jalen was never in the end zone with the teammates when it was not his touchdown.
Yeah.
So weird.
And the other thing that I think –
whereas the year before, he would run to the end 100%. Zone to celebrate with his guy.
But the other one that stuck out was when Jake Elliott hit the kick in the Bills game.
Oh, yeah.
And he just sat there like with no emotion to it or anything.
Yeah, to send him to overtime. Yeah,
He didn't show
And that's what I'm saying. It just seemed like he sort of was off a little bit. Now, we don't know what was going on behind the scenes, but just watching the team – we talked about this stuff during the season. Well, and listen, I was one of the main ones saying they're winning, so I minimized a lot of it.
Right. Well, there was – and there's also – I remember the one –
you know me.
The one
I was going to say, you're like, they weren't having fun. And at the time, all I can imagine you going is, they are winning.
Doesn't matter if they're having fun.
Yeah,
they're all about business.
Yeah,
they're a true business. Yeah. I remember the one time BG was like, listen, we don't have to all get along.
Yep.
We just – and that's BG, who we know is very, very positive. He's like, we don't have to all get along. We just have to go out here and try to win football games.
So we would get little hints of stuff. Just because, God, I mean, listen, and I can't blame the players. They're going through this, and they're trying to fight their way through it as well. And sometimes they need a something somewhere to release, right? You need a valve release to be able to say it, to be like, man, I wish we could change this as well. Because this is coming off a year where they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and big expectations and winning, like you said. I actually have a question for you about that. Well, I'll get to it in 1 second. You know, there are ups and downs of cheering for all of our teams, up with the baseball team, right now, up with the Eagles team and down with the Eagles team last year, but no ups and downs.
No at, Sixers mentioned there?
At Colonial. Well, I mean, it's mostly down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only one place in the Delaware Valley that is consistent like you want them to be to buy a brand new Hyundai, and that is Colonial Hyundai. John Ashdale, the car czar, he is calm, cool, and collected, and he's going to give you a faster, easier, better car buying experience. And you may be wondering, how is that even possible? Well, I will tell you how that's possible. First, they will do what others cannot do or will not do. Right now, Colonial, get this, save 20%, up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is right, up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock, Elantra, Santa Fe, Tucson, even the Ioniq 5 and the Ioniq 6 EVs. Colonial Hyundai has consistently been recognized for awarding the highest trade-in values in the region, and every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and the and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Shop online at ColonialHyundai.com. I was on there yesterday looking to see what Ioniqs they have. Those EVs, mileage, way up there. Way up there. You don't have to worry about that $4 gas. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Now, you were on bad teams and good teams. Mm-hmm. Did you? Were you in any team that you played on, were you ever part of a team where you were winning and it felt like it looked for the Eagles last year?
No.
Really?
No.
That's crazy to me.
Nope. Nope. Listen, my first 2 years, we weren't very good. Obviously 3-13 and then 5-11. Those teams that we played on that made the conference championship runs and eventually to the Super Bowl, you know, we just didn't have, you know, you may have had an issue or whatever pop up, but we just didn't have season-long issues. We didn't have internal strife in the locker room. Andy pretty much ran a tight ship at that time. Like, I think our biggest, our first locker room sort of issue was the T.O. situation.
Yeah,
like that was the first time something had happened in the locker room. And then after that, you got stuff with, you know, maybe Donovan down the road with the younger players and stuff like that. But for the most part, those early years under Andy, hell, we were, you know what it is? And I said this several times last year, Jack. There was a point where the Eagles, as players, felt like they needed to prove themselves. Whether it was to each other, whether it was to the Eagles, whether it was to fans. And so you have a sort of sense of humility about yourself because you're working. You got your head down. You're not paying attention to the outside noise. You're trying to establish yourself. They went to that Super Bowl, and a lot of these players got full of themselves. And some of them got the bag or what have you, and then all of a sudden you're telling the coach what to do or what you're not going to do, whereas – a year or so ago, everybody was willing to be coached, coach hard. Nobody complained about anything, and you got results. Well, last year, everybody's questioning this, you're questioning that. We're doing this, we're doing that. Everybody has something to say. Veterans feel like they want to run the team versus listening to the coach. So I think a lot of these players last year set the culture for what it was because they didn't necessarily feel like they needed to be coached up to be good players like they were the year before. When they were coming off the 9-8 season and we were talking about getting rid of guys, everybody was humble. And it led to a Super Bowl the following year. Last year, everybody's big time last year.
So you mentioned Andy running a tight ship. How much of letting the thread go last year the way that it did? So we talked a lot about Jalen, but then how much of it is on
the
ship
coach.
That Nick runs?
That is part of it. I do believe that's part of it because even a coach may think he's coaching the same way he did to help get them to the Super Bowl. It's almost human nature. You know it's only one guy who has a one-track mind whether he wins or loses. He's the same SOB. That's the dude with 6 Super Bowl rings.
Right. Tom.
Because he didn't care. Right. No. I'm talking about Belichick.
Oh, Belichick.
He set the tone coming in every year like you didn't do anything.
Right.
Who cares what you did the year before? But that's why you don't have many teams repeat. Because that next year, is the complacency sets in with players. And then sometimes the coach may think he's coaching you just as hard, but he's not. Because part of it is the players like you. We just had success. You don't want to be that guy. That's how Doug was. They won the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, Doug couldn't coach anymore. They were barely five. They had two 500 seasons where they barely got to 500, and then a 4-12 season. Or was it 4-11-1 after they won the Super Bowl?
Well, that is an argument. So I've been making fun of the CEO coach the entire thing. But that is an argument for releasing Nick of some of the offensive duty so he can have his ear on those things.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and I agree with you.
Because when you have something that big, it's impossible to be in every place at every time. So the idea now, hopefully he can do it. Hopefully it is in his personality and his skill set to do it, Nick. Mm-hmm. But on some level, saying, don't worry about this. This guy's got it. You know, you can check in with Kellen Moore and you guys can talk about it, but you're not worrying about every intricacy of the offense. I want you paying attention to how those guys are looking at each other on the practice field. I want you paying attention to when this guy's getting to practice,
right.
If he's rolling up 5 minutes beforehand or if he's extra doing work. Like, on some level, you could make the argument that's not a lack of belief in Nick, but the reassignment of duties would make some sense in that way.
Now, let me throw you this curveball with that
about
Nick. I actually think he went the opposite way. He turned it up a notch or two.
In terms of his intensity.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think some players liked it.
Right.
Because he wasn't the fist bumping, chest bumping coach he was in 2022 when they were winning every game.
Right.
No, when you're getting criticized, even when you win and things aren't going well, and he may even be getting critiqued from the inside. Jeffrey Lurie may not have been happy with some of the wins that they got early in the season.
Well, also him yelling at the fans in Kansas City.
That's what I'm saying. You're setting an example with all of that stuff. So he may have been the other way where he turned it up a notch or two and guys didn't respond. Like they weren't willing to be coached hard last year. As they were the year before and the year before. Because he's a fiery person. I've heard him get on people out there at practice. So it's not like he's passive. He has the issue of sometimes going a little bit too far with his emotion and his passion. And I actually like it.
I make taco soup sometimes for my family.
Well, he does do that.
Yeah.
He does do taco soup.
He really did turn it up a notch with the taco recipe. Yep.
Good pull there, Fritzy.
Yeah, he's back in his element.
H-E-L-L space Y-E-A.
That's one I did not like. Is that one and it's another one that I don't
Wait,
like.
Wait, didn't he call out Angelo once?
We called out Les.
Oh, right.
Hey, Les, I call on you, right? You got to answer.
The first year was intense, man.
He did say something about Angelo, didn't he? I remember it.
Yeah, there was something with Angelo.
Yeah, there was something
Doug did the whole, right now, I can't wait to get off this phone call.
Yeah.
Right now, I just can't wait to get off this phone call.
Yeah, Jack's back.
Yeah.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Did you know that, Spike?
Yeah, he's got a good point.
Every PR department hates you right now.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. Listen, when the season was collapsing, there was no drop board.
Yeah.
That's true. You didn't have a drop board because he was in here.
I'm just letting everyone know. Belichick's the head coach if I'm on the drop board during the end of the season. That's 100%. It got Doug fired. I mean, 100%.
Are you working to get Nick fired with the taco soup?
Yeah. Give me Belichick. One day at a time.
I will have something on my face for sure.
Okay, so speaking of Fritz at six is next.
Don't worry, we're getting back to the Phils.
What you going to tease the take? What do you got?
This team has reached 07-11 status for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you're really doing that?
Yeah.
Jackie Giglio over
I like it.
Okay.
Get this town fired up for this team, man. You're the last person we need telling us to calm down and don't be excited. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
This guy over here saying Bryce Harper's better than Mike Schmidt and this team's as good as EO7.
I remembered exactly what I said. He's going to be a better Philly than Mike Schmidt. Like, Mike Schmidt's a better player.
No, he's not going to be a better Philly.
But Mike Schmidt wasn't beloved here.
So?
Well, but as a Philly, yeah. Uh-huh. As a Philly.
Well, okay.
His real point is he's going to be the most beloved Philly.
Yes.
Mike Schmidt didn't wear Fanatic socks.
Mike Schmidt had to wear disguise because the fans were going to crush him.
I don't know. I would like to go back to that audio because I was watching the video on Facebook. Is it possible that you guys were live video on Facebook?
No shot. We haven't done a Facebook Live since you were the PD.
Roger.
I was watching you guys.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah.
I tell you this.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to not see him as the greatest Philly ever.
Oh, my God. You guys get out
of here. I'm just saying.
You're missing the arc. You're missing the conversation.
Let him win something first.
Okay. Well, Mike Schmidt needed Pete Rose.
Mike Schmidt won a World
Series. Lost in 76. Lost in 77. Lost in 78. Lost in 79.
How many MVPs did Mike Schmidt win? Three?
Sure.
Come on, man.
Bryce has two.
Bryce has two, not for the Phillies.
He got one for the Phillies.
Yeah, okay. But he still has two.
You said greatest Philly of all time. Mike Schmidt is the greatest third baseman of all time and played on the Phillies.
I'm aware.
Just because you didn't see Mike Schmidt play doesn't mean he didn't exist.
He also is a career like 230 average in the postseason.
This man doesn't respect. He doesn't respect.
Name his big postseason hit.
Respect your elders.
I try to.
Yeah. You know, you don't try at all.
He doesn't really have a big postseason hit, though.
Yeah, what's his big postseason hit?
Big postseason hit is having a ring on his finger.
Well.
Did he ever do anything like bail him at the bank?
Yeah.
Oh, did he ever get a big hit that didn't win anything? I don't know. Did he?
Home run. It sent us to the one to pin it.
They didn't win anything. No, you're not going to make me anti-Bryce by doing this. I'm just saying he's not Mike
Schmidt.
Sounds
like you kind of are.
No, I'm not anti-Bryce. I'm pro-Bryce now, but he's not Mike Schmidt. Not yet.
Well, saying you're pro-Bryce now doesn't really sound like you're really pro-Bryce.
I'm pro-Mike Schmidt.
Yes. Yes, so are we.
He's the greatest third baseman.
But he wasn't a beloved Philly.
We didn't say beloved.
But when you're thinking about the greatest Philly
really
of all time.
That's really what he means.
The greatest Philly of all time.
Yes.
Yes.
It's like saying Jason Kelce is the greatest.
Well, then Chase Utley is. No. Then Chase Utley is. Then Chase Utley is. At least he won a World Series and he's more beloved than Bryce Harper.
Okay, that can be your take.
That's true.
It's not my take. My take is that Mike Schmidt is the greatest Philly.
Is Chase Utley really beloved more than Bryce Harper?
Yes.
There's been a lot of people trying to tear down Chase Utley recently, which I don't appreciate.
You guys are prisoners of the moment. This is outrageous.
I'm just saying. I don't know if he's more beloved than Bryce, man. He was.
You were here at that time.
I know, but that we love Chase for the way he played. Bryce gives you more than just the play. He gives you the personality.
Let me ask you this. Yes. Honest question for both of you.
Yes.
If Chase Utley said that he drove to the ballpark listening to your show, would he be the greatest Philly of all time?
Be right there in the running.
Okay, all right.
Chase is still my favorite.
Trying to say we have ball?
I'm just saying.
Although,
I would say
Bryce and I share the same birthday,
There we go. Okay, all right. Yeah. You guys are
brilliant. I definitely like him more than Chase. I'm just saying.
You are anti-Chase. I know that.
Wait, him?
Yes.
Yeah, you're a J-roll guy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's a better player. Not even a question.
No, no.
Huh?
Fritz at six is
I got all day. We can stay here to seven.
We actually can.
No, I'm out of here.
All right. Fritz at six is next. Before the show today, I got a lot of pressure on Twitter. I got a lot of pressure on the phones from OG Wade that Rebel, my beloved dog, did not have his favorite chicken treat.
Shame on you.
For 2 days. So before the show today, I went over to Dogs and Cats Rule in Princeton. And thank you to Aaron and Molly, who not only found me my chicken treats at Dogs and Cats Rule, but they also advised me and counseled me on new food for Rebel. So we're switching him over from a food that he's eating now to a new kibble. And also we're going to put some gently cooked on top there. To get Rebel's 10 years old, very healthy, but I want him to have a healthy rest of his life. Dogs and Cats Rule, they were able to help me. There's seven locations, by the way. I said I went to Princeton. There's Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Blue Bell, Pennington, as I mentioned, Princeton. If you forgot what I said there, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. The difference there is the staff and the products. The highest quality products. They are cutting edge when it comes to true pet nutrition, but they have a staff that can legitimately help you like Aaron and Molly did for me today. Not just food, but toys, treats, chews, supplements. They have it all. I mentioned they have officially licensed Philly's gear for your dog and fresh diets like raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, baked, synthetic-free foods, dehydrated. Thanks to George Perenni, the lead dog, and Joanne, who have had Dogs and Cats Rule for years. It has grown into a leading local business. So dogsandcatsrule.pet. I can't recommend them enough. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.